The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning.
So I was just listening.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management. Other producers or sponsors.
That took a long time.
I know. Sorry.
It was painful because you're waiting for the next word.
Oh. Sorry about that.
And I'm sorry I interrupted in the beginning.
That's all right, because we're not used to doing that. I thought, just figured, get it out of the way.
I love it.
Do it first and get it out of the way.
So as I was listening to our intro, and we go tips, hints, and hacks,
uh-huh.
We need to add something to that. Because
yeah.
We also do, what else? We do lots of information.
We do a lot of weird stuff.
But that doesn't sound fun.
No.
You know, join us for our fun show and listen to information. It's like, no. So we need to tweak that.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, message one, there you are over there.
Yes, sir.
Listening.
Yes, ma'am.
So today is a day.
It sure is.
Hopefully it's a Thursday.
So far.
My name is Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every single Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove into the driveway and I saw all the dandelions. Are they dandelions or dandelions?
Dandelions.
Dandelions. And they were yellow already, and now they're all those little puffy things that everyone's allergic to.
Yep.
And it's feeling like it's going by too fast. All the beautiful colors in the trees, all the flowers and all, are starting to just drop. And spring is so quick.
Yes, it is.
Why? Maybe that's why it's called spring.
Could be. Good one.
Spring. It just springs on you and springs out.
Springs away.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it. And I have the holidays. I only have a few.
Okay.
May 29th is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day, which we talked about.
Yep.
May 30th is National Creativity Day, as well as National Hole in My Bucket, which we did give people a heads up about the hole in the bucket. We talked all about bucket lists.
Yeah.
If you have a bucket list, make sure you don't have a hole in your bucket.
Make sure you have a bucket.
Yes, that's right. And the 31st of May is National Speak in Complete Sentences Day.
Which she did not just do.
No, I don't do often. I don't know what it is, but I don't.
Nobody does.
I jump around, like just now. I said I don't do a jump around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
hip-hop.
Those are the days until we do some more on the next show when we get into June.
Okay.
No.
I know. I like May.
I do too. May, the end of May is my favorite.
I like May because it's just after winter, so you're feeling good.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's way before winter, so you're feeling good.
Now, the other day it was sunny and it was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
And we went out on the lake in our kayaks and the world felt good. Everything felt fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the next day wasn't like that anymore.
Nope.
And I felt terrible. And I think I have a sunshine deficiency.
Oh.
We are so deprived.
Deprived?
Deprived here. We have that beautiful day when everyone, even when you meet people, everyone is up.
Yeah.
And we have, and then we have days of this cloudy, dark, gloomy rain stuff.
That's why you got to have a lot of yellow stuff.
Yellow stuff, like clothing?
Anything.
Yellow.
Yellow walls, yellow husband, yellow, I don't know.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Anything that looks bright.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Just,
I have three true or false. Mm-hmm. Only one is false.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Cleveland, Ohio, it is illegal to catch mice without a hunting license. That's number one.
One of those old laws on an old book somewhere. That could be true.
Number two, your right lung takes in more air than your left one does.
Hmm.
And three, the man who invented the bulletproof vest never shot a gun.
Hmm.
That's one, two, three. Okay. Only one is false.
Okay. Now I'm sitting here and I'm breathing and paying attention to my lungs. Thinking, okay, is something happening here that I've never noticed before in my entire life? I know we only breathe through one nostril at a time.
That's what I understand. I don't know why I'm still alive then, because one nostril never works anyway.
Yeah, well, you're just that one of them is taking over for two.
That's got to be it.
You're totally blocked on one side?
That's because when I broke my nose, I went head first, remember?
That had to be
I squished.
Such a painful thing.
It was.
Your poor little black and blue nose.
I squished everything over to the right-hand side.
Yeah. Oh, that had to be
so left is supposed to be, left part of your brain is supposed to be logical, right?
I don't know that I have one of those.
It doesn't work for me. That's why we do this show. It's why it works.
We could do a whole show about the brain.
Whose?
<I know. laughs> Notice I said the brain. Don't know. Woo. So we've been watching American Idol.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those singers have kicked it up.
Really?
If you people out there, any people out there are fans of American Idol, you know what I'm talking about. They have moved up a level for sure. There's only, I think, I don't remember, five left, maybe.
Oh, I thought there were three.
Maybe three left. I don't recall.
I've not listened, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's about that.
Uh-huh.
And they sang last night, and we were blown away. It's just amazing the talent. These people who aren't famous, who are just out there,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and how they've grown since they've gotten on the show. Can you tell I'm a fan?
It also helps that they have people there helping them.
Absolutely. They have coaching from everything from their voice.
And they
their
give
voice
them makeovers.
To their makeover, their,
yeah.
right, their, and their stage presence. And, I've got my favorites.
Okay.
So, hey, if anyone would like to ever email us, we certainly do get a lot of emails from people, but we want to make sure that you know our email address, which is...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Makes me hungry for a turkey dinner. I love a turkey dinner.
Where does that come in?
I don't know. Stuffing. Stuffing. I love stuffing. Turkey, stuffing, gravy. It's all got to be there on the plate. Cranberry sauce, stuffing.
I like cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be on the plate.
That's good stuff.
And if you have leftovers and there's no gravy, you got to get yourself to the store and get yourself some gravy. I don't care if it's in a jar, in a packet, in a can.
You got to have gravy on your potatoes.
Gravy. No, it's not good for you. Yes, if you buy it in a package or a can, it's full of all kinds of crap. But
you can make your own.
You can make your own.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
When you make gravy, do you make gravy?
I used to.
You can make cashew gravy.
Mm.
I've had cashew gravy.
You smash up the cashews?
I went to a class and it was in, and they made cashew gravy in a food processor. And cashews are soft enough so you can food process that them up. I'm sure you have to add other things, but it's delicious.
So it makes its own gravy?
Well, you put the cashews in the food processor and you add some other things.
Okay.
And then you food process it to a pulp. Oh, no, you know what? I don't think she used a food processor, Bev. I think she used a KitchenAid blender, the really expensive one.
A blender?
That can heat your food while it's in there. You can actually
heat. Oh, you're kidding.
They're about $400. But you can heat it while it's in the blender,
you
and the blender just
blend it at the same
pulverizes.
Time.
It's really powerful.
Wow.
And that's how she made the cashew gravy. You need to look that up, girl.
I need to taste it.
It's good stuff. It's some good stuff.
Now, you said you were all over the place for today.
All over the place.
I have funny facts.
Good. So we'll blend our all over the place
yep.
with your funny facts and the stuff that my husband gave me.
Mm-hmm.
He tore pages out of the American Legion magazine.
Aw.
He did. I have all these pages.
Do you want to do the notification about your...
Hey, the tag sale?
Yeah.
So in the Orchards, which is the neighborhood that I live in, which is Outer East Street toward Dalton, all the streets are named after apples,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's called the Orchards.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a neighborhood-wide tag sale on June 8th. Is that the date?
No. I don't know. It's up to you.
Yes. No, it's not. So a wonderful person in our neighborhood planned it. And it's June 8th, and it is from 8 to 12. Forgive me if I've got this wrong about the time. It's short, everybody. You need to get up and go to this tag sale first. And yes, it is on the 8th, and it will be all the streets. So plan to go up and down, up and down, up and down.
Bring a van.
And bring your van, bring your wagon, bring your whatever you need to bring to go around and see what's
Nobody
there.
Takes credit cards, people.
No. Maybe Venmo. Maybe PayPal. I don't know, but bring cash.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, can I go first?
Absolutely. Please, go for 10 minutes.
Well, the thing is, I thought this was really funny. There's nothing wrong with a healthy sense of humor. Blink-182 decided to incorporate their band, I've never heard of them either, under a funny name, and they chose Poo Poo Butt LLC, as they thought it'd be funny to hear accountants use the name in important conversations on a daily basis. Poo Poo Butt.
And they'd have to say it. It's like there's another politician out there right now with the name...
Banana?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, what's his name? It's not Boehner. It's a guy now, and I was listening to the newscast, and they kept repeating it over and over again, and I thought, really? And I don't remember his name.
Oh, you better remember it before it were over.
Oh, my gosh. So do you want to save money at the movies?
Yeah.
So I have this thing that I had printed out last week that I didn't get to finish. And this is from clevergirlfinance.com. And Clever Girl says, I have to confess that I started saving money at the movies as a teenager. There is about an 800% markup on the treats that you buy in the theater.
Yeah.
A drink and a box of candy will most likely cost you over $10. And I can say that is so true. I love to go to the movies. We go to the movies all the time. But boy, when Mark gets popcorn and a drink and I hear how much it is, I think, really? So she said, she carries a large purse. She brings her own Diet Coke and a bag of candy from the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
So she sneaks it in And I must say, I don't think anyone cares.
I don't think so either, as long as you pick up after yourself.
You pick up after yourself. Nobody checks your bags. The kids at the ticket thing are nice. They take your ticket.
Can you bring popcorn in that's still hot?
I don't know how you would do that.
Oh, carefully.
I don't know. But if you bring caramel popcorn, it doesn't need to be hot.
Oh, that's true.
Caramel popcorn.
Kettle popcorn, too.
Kettle corn. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat breakfast.
I didn't either. Mm. I'm going to pay for it. I ate a candy bar.
That's your breakfast?
That was my breakfast.
Let me guess what kind. Don't tell me. It was an Almond Joy.
No, it was cookies and cream.
That's a candy bar?
Well, it is if it's in the tiny little...
Oh, it's a little thing. It's cookies and cream. Yep. Is it white or chocolate?
It's both.
It's both.
Yep.
What's the base?
Because the cookies are chocolate and the cream.
Mm, that's breakfast.
It's very good.
Especially if you have it with a glass of orange juice, you're good.
I just want sugar.
Whew.
All right. Mm. What you got?
I have you can cancel your cable. She's trying to help you save money.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she saved over $1,000 a year by canceling cable.
Don't they give you a hard time when you try to do that?
Well, they try to offer you the next promo.
Uh-huh.
You know, sign up for a year, get a free phone line, get blah, 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 blah. They want you.
Yeah, they want the money.
So she says the cable bills are a big expense and she feels an unnecessary one. She says there are cable alternatives you can use to slash your entertainment and save cash. And there are lots of cable alternatives out there.
Yep.
Lots of them.
The only problem I find with those, though, are you have to have an account. You have to sign in, have a password, and all that good stuff.
Oh, I don't know. We have cable. We are getting rid of it. But I'm lucky. Mark is a techie.
Ah.
So he just, you know, I just say at night, let's watch TV. And we have so many remote controls. It's just, we have a fire stick and we have this and that. And I say to him, if you ever die, I'm not going to know how to turn the TV on and watch shows because of all these things you have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put it on voice.
Well, it's just going to have to hang around for a long time. And not go senile. Can you imagine?
No, because I think I'm already started. I couldn't remember the name of my dog this morning.
No.
And it was like, Hilda? No, that's not it.
No.
And for only a few seconds. And then it was, oh, yeah.
Well, good. That was after you had your sugar?
Yeah, no, it was before.
That's why.
Yeah.
It was before you had your sugar.
Yep. Ozzy Osbourne.
I know him.
Has a unique sense of humor.
He does.
Plenty of Christian protesters have spoken out against rock music over the years. One of the most interesting cases of protest occurred when religious opponents to the music of Ozzy Osbourne picketed one of his concerts. Oddly enough, Ozzy himself decided to join the protests himself for a bit of a laugh.
That's hysterical.
Yep.
And I have to say, I'm not familiar with his music, but I think he is I'm trying to think of the word. And he's an interesting character.
Yeah.
But I think he's.
I don't want to listen to him talk.
That was the next thing I was going to say. Can you understand anything he says?
No.
No. And his wife.
She's beautiful.
Totally not, and I don't mean this in a criticism way, but you just don't see the connection.
Right.
But they've been together a long time.
They broke up for a while, but then they went back together.
Yeah. And I don't know his music. I don't know, but I do know. I don't know what he says when he talks.
I'm just glad she does.
He's a little endearing. The times I've seen him interviewed. There's a little bit of an endearing quality.
Sure.
Well, I have to say, there's just this little endearing quality. You know how you meet someone and on the outside, and then that soft inside.
You do that so well.
Somewhere. There's that inside part, and you go, oh, I knew that was in there.
Somewhere, yeah.
Like, see, when you met me.
Oh.
But now.
People, this is a story. I did not like
but
her.
But now.
Now I think she's a wonderful lady.
See? We're like besties. We're radio besties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some street names are truly bizarre. There is a street in Valladolid in Spain called Calle Me Falta Un Tornillo, which translates roughly to I've Got a Screw Loose Street.
And you said it so beautifully.
I just think that is just that.
I love that. Did we ever do a translation show? Did we ever do like the funny ways different languages are translated when you translate them to English or vice versa?
No, not yet.
What they mean and how funny it is.
Yeah. But we should.
We should.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We should email ourselves. What's our email address?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
I know. I'll email you. You email me. And then somewhere, meet in the middle somewhere. Isn't there a song like that?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But anyway, anyway, you can, according to this girl who has this website, save up to 10% a year on your electric bill by turning your thermostat back 7 to 10 degrees. She says, of course, it's possible to save more by cutting your air conditioning completely on days that you don't need it. Open the windows, turn on a fan, and make this another one of those weird days to save money. So now we'll back that up to heat.
Yeah.
Can you, thinking about where your thermostat is normally in the winter,
yeah,
could you cut back 7 to 8 to 10
no,
degrees?
No.
So typically where is it in the winter?
70.
You can't cut back to 63?
No.
No?
It's too cold.
You bundle up. You wear your onesies.
Jeez,
you
want to be able to move.
Oh, 70 would kill me.
Why?
Oh, it's just too hot in the winter.
Oh, God.
Isn't that crazy? I can't do 70. I can do 68. I prefer 64. But when my family comes over, they know it's going to be cold. They always are cold. They've learned to bundle up, and I have socks and things that they want.
I'm sorry, Mark. It must be really difficult sometimes.
All the time.
Okay. Raisins do something odd in a bottle of bubbly. Ever tried dropping a raisin in a glass of champagne? Probably not, but someone did, as apparently the dried fruit will bounce up and down without stopping.
Ah.
So, I mean, that's worth giving it a try.
It is. I wonder if it would work in sparkling cider.
I don't know.
Or
anything carbonated?
It's cold in here. It's very, very cold.
And she's wearing a sweater, too.
I am. I'm, oh.
Yeah, they're still there.
Sorry, people, you didn't see that. Okay. Oh, okay. Go right ahead and move along.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
There is one thing at least an elephant can never do. Don't expect an elephant to skip rope with you anytime soon because they are physically unable to jump. That's why they don't, if they fall into a hole, they can't get out.
Oh. If I fall into a hole, I can't get out either. I don't think I could jump out of a hole.
Well, I mean, it's even like if you're on a curb on a sidewalk and they can't jump.
Oh.
They cannot physically jump.
Did you ever watch an elephant at a zoo just kind of sit and watch?
Not really.
They're interesting to watch. You need to do that.
I think they're cute. I see them on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. They're fun to watch when they decide to play with something that's hanging, you know, a bell or and spray themselves with not only water but dirt.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, they're fun. And the orangutans and all the gorillas and all, I love to sit. I could sit with a box of popcorn and just sit and watch them
I wonder if they would do that too, if they would get with a box of popcorn and watch you.
I know.
What is that creature doing?
There was a Twilight Zone like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was going on at first.
No. They were being watched. They were the pets. Yeah. The pets in the zoo. Such creative writing. I know it wasn't just
Rod Serling.
It was other people that wrote some of those episodes. And I just can't believe the creativity that came from those people. Stop using paper towels. Do you want to save some money?
You've said this before.
You know, I'm kind of back. I have to confess. I'm kind of back.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mark doesn't like the cloth paper towels on the roll.
Thank you, Mark.
And the other day I was using one, and I don't know what, don't ask me, because I don't know what made me smell it. But I did, and I thought, this cloth doesn't smell fresh anymore, even though I've washed them and everything.
Yeah.
I think they've seen better days. I think they have bit the dust. So I right now have a roll of paper towels. She says you can save a bit of cash by going green and ditching those paper towels. Use a reusable sponge. But see, that's
the same
bacteria
thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Or a cloth instead of throwing away money on paper towels. If you can't quite cut them out, at least opt for a cheaper brand.
If anybody out there knows a way to use things other than paper towels that won't be smelly and bacterially, let us know. Stuffingforus@gmail.com. We would love to know. All right. Oh, shoot. I had the best one somewhere. And then when I started talking, it just made me forget. Shucks. Ducks.
That was a great segue.
Ducks are scientific mystery makers. No one is entirely sure why duck quacks produce no echoes.
What?
No echoes.
How do they know? Okay, well, I know they know because they've tested it and they've... Really?
Ducks quacks don't echo.
So if you go to the Grand Canyon and you quack like a duck, do you think you'll get an echo?
Yeah, because it's not quite the same. If that you hold a duck.
You have to bring the duck.
You bring the duck and you hold it out over the chasm and they're going, oh my God, she's going to kill me. Quack, 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 quack. Then you can tell.
No echo.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
I don't really care. I just think it's cute.
When we were out on the lake the other day, we saw a huge duck. At first, from afar, I saw it.
The closer you got, the bigger it got.
Yes. I thought it was a goose. I just got that. Yes, my dear. The closer we got, the bigger it got. You got me. You got me. I thought it was a goose.
Mm-hmm.
But the neck was too short.
Okay.
And we paddled closer and closer, and the neck was still short. And we looked at it, and it was the biggest duck I'd ever seen. And it was out on the lake. And it was quacking. And there was no echo. But it was. It was Cheshire Lake.
Huh. Did you get a picture of it?
No, I didn't.
Because
it doesn't look the same when you take a picture. It has to be, you have to have
size.
Everything around. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So here it says, what's this website again? This website is, this is a really cute little website with cute information. Clevergirlfinance.com.
Ah, okay.
She says, grab up condiments. Rather than tossing those extra condiments from your to-go order, start saving them so you don't have to buy them as often. Mm. You can even grab a few extras when you eat in to take with you. Oh, steal them? Well, again, this is the girl who sneaks the stuff into the movies.
There you go.
So stealing the condiments is probably not a problem. So she says stocking up on these condiments is one of the simplest, funny ways to save money.
I like the grape jelly and stuff that they
so,
have
you know, you
things.
Could have a little contain. You know, I'm organized, so I have to have a container in my refrigerator to put them in. I can't just throw them in or throw them in the drawer. I have to have a container, and I'll probably get the label maker out, and I'll label it. Ketchup.
Stuff I stole.
Yeah. But if you think about it, if you do that, and then you have a cookout or something, that's kind of fun. Yeah. But do they expire?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What do they call those ones that they can put in? Never mind. Steel can bounce.
Like a ball?
Apparently a ball of steel is likely to bounce much higher than a ball made out of rubber. Again, don't try this at home. But apparently, you can bounce steel.
I'd like to try that. Where do you buy a steel ball? Where do you get a steel? I wouldn't buy one.
I'd borrow one.
It'd be kind of fun to, you know, be up on top of Walmart and drop a ball, rubber ball, or a steel ball. Who was the who did that off the Leaning Tower? No, where did he? Who did that? Not Copernicus. Who was that?
Galileo.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, you complete me. You do.
Oh, God. Okay, we're both really.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to say, when we were just talking about the So drop the steel ball, drop the rubber ball, and have somebody video that. And that would be a cool experiment. Maybe you and I could do that kind of thing, too.
I'd be a mile away from you in order to see it happen. I mean, you don't know what that was, and don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it at all. Take a break.
No. Yeah.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Sorry. Hey, about that?
And we're back.
Yes.
For the second half of our show, I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And yes, we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30, right where you are right now, listening to us on the radio.
And if you'd like to be on the radio, you can. If you come in and talk to the fellas here, I mean, they're good guys. They would love to know if you have a show that you'd like to do. Come in, discuss it. Come on.
You would love it. It's fun. It's like therapy. And if you would like to be a guest on our show,
yes,
you can. It isn't even a guest. You will be a co-radio person that day because you will do what we do, and we'll help you do
what we do.
Hey, your true or false stuff. I want to hear that again.
Cleveland, Ohio. It is illegal to catch mice without a hunting license. True or false? Your right lung takes in more air than your left one does. True or false? The man who invented the bulletproof vest never shot a gun. True or false?
I thought I had it at first, and now my brain is just doing something else, and I'm thinking, maybe not.
At least it's doing something.
It's doing something. Absolutely doing something. So earlier before the break, we were talking about the expiration date on the packets of ketchup. Is it ketchup or ketchup?
Depends on how arrogant you want to be.
So if I'm arrogant, which would I say?
Ketchup.
Say I say ketchup.
Yeah.
I'm not arrogant.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. Do you say ketchup?
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Do you say aunt or aunt?
I'm from New York, so I say aunt.
You say aunt.
Well, I used to. But I've been down here too long. I now say aunt.
You say aunt?
Unfortunately.
And I say aunt. I've always said aunt. And someone thought that was strange, thought that was kind of uppity.
Somebody accused me of trying to have a British accent.
Yeah, aunt.
Yeah.
But I can't say aunt because it's just not what we said when I was growing up. Nothing wrong with it.
I hope not, because we all did.
Yeah, that's right.
We had a whole state of Anders.
That's true. That's true. So I don't know how we got there. We were talking about condiments. So during COVID, we bought some shelving for the basement.
Uh-huh.
We began to stock up on things because, you know, everybody was buying the toilet paper and everybody
sure.
was. So we decided, we bought a freezer and we decided we would do the thing. So it was kind of fun. We did the thing. But now COVID's over. It's just the two of us. So we have all this food downstairs. Not a lot.
Ooh.
So yesterday I was down there and I thought, oh, this is pesto. This pesto would be good. We make that. Oh, there's a different kind. There's two different kinds of pesto. I'll bring them upstairs and we'll see. So I went upstairs and I'm looking at them. And they both expired in 22.
Ooh.
And I'm looking at these unopened jars thinking, should I?
No.
And Mark is, I won't eat it. I said, but it's sealed and it's really, is it really expired? So here's my question to our listeners. If you had those two jars of pesto, sealed very well, I might say, expired in 2022 and it's now 2024.
Do they only start expiring once they're open?
What would you do? Just like John Quinones' show, what would you do? Please email us and let us know.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Because I really would like to know.
Hmm,
and should
that's
I,
an interesting
should I
question.
Say what I did with them?
What did you do with them?
I threw them away.
Oh, well, you played it
safe.
Because
Mark would, and I wanted the pesto. And it was a nice brand. I probably paid way too much. So now I'm thinking, I have to check all the food in the basement.
Yep.
And it's a shame to toss it out. You feel like you're wasting food.
But if it's...
I know.
Okay.
If it's expired,
all right.
I know.
Do you know tea came about by chance?
No.
Tea was discovered completely by accident. It's thought that leaves of tea once blew into boiling water back in ancient China. Now tell me why somebody would start drinking that.
Exactly my thought. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting to know how that did happen.
Mm. Who was first?
I know. So I have this thing, Mark, like I said, ripped out pages from the American Legion magazine. In 2016, a fully functioning 18-karat gold toilet was installed at the Guggenheim Museum in New York City. There's a picture of it. It was reportedly used by more than 100,000 visitors. The toilet, built of more than $6 million in gold at today's prices, was stolen from an English palace in 2019, and guess what?
What?
It's still missing.
Who? Why would they let people use it?
I guess if it's gold, you can't hurt it.
Seriously? Right? I thought gold was a soft...
Well, yeah, 18 karat is softer. Let's see, 24 karat's the hardest, right?
I don't do gold.
I think 18 is softer.
I do silver.
So it's been gone. So someone, how did they lift it?
That's had to be heavy.
And it's a strange looking, it's definitely molded. I mean, it's strange. Anyway, that's what happened.
Oh, well, this can even beat that.
Yeah, the toilet is gone.
Turtles. Turtles can breathe from both ends. I know it's really strange, but turtles are able to breathe through their backsides. Now that's multitasking. Don't ask me how they do it, why they do it, but they do it.
Everybody now is going to go online and they're going to try to find a video of a turtle breathing through its butt. Don't send that to us. I don't really think we can.
Oh, go ahead. I'd like to see it.
Hey, so let's talk more about saving from this website that I found. She says you can save on gas by intentional living. Intentional living can reduce frivolous spending. She says you can save on gas by running all of your errands on the same day.
I get rid of a lot of gas every day.
Both ends.
Come on, Bev. Come on. Let us know your secret.
The less you drive, the more money goes into your piggy bank instead of your gas tank. I think it's better than her saying, you know, ride a bike when you're doing your errands, walk. Do you try to do all of your errands all on the same day every
week? I do, so I don't have to come back to Pittsfield again.
Well, you live...
Not that I don't like Pittsfield.
Further away.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense.
Yeah, it takes half an hour to 40 minutes to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So when you're on your way here, mm-hmm. I'm probably in the shower and...
Yeah, but I'm sitting with a handsome man having a good time.
Well, and what is Greg doing?
Okay, I think I got to tell him that one. Let's see what he says.
Yeah.
A quarter of U.S. citizens are space heads. About 25% of people in the USA believe that the sun orbits the Earth, not the other way around.
So they're called space heads?
Yep. I don't... It just...
wonder why they're space heads.
Well, if you knew some of the people I knew... it's not very surprising at all.
So there are solar flares happening, which I think was going to be causing like an aurora borealis kind of effect.
I think there was an aurora.
Aurora. So here's the thing.
What?
About 2 weeks ago, I was taking a shower and the water just stopped. And then it went on again. So it was just a few seconds. And I said to Mark, a really weird thing happened. And I told him. And he said, that happened to me last week. Really? So the other day, I was taking a shower, and the water stopped. And then it went back on. So we kind of checked out what we thought could be flushing sewer, you know, the hydrants, and it wasn't happening. We had no leaks anywhere in the house. Hot and cold went off because, obviously, you're in the shower.
Yeah.
Someone told me it was because of the solar flares.
Really?
Yeah. So it was an interesting concept because I'm also hearing that things also were happening
the
thing in your car that helps you go places.
Gas?
No.
The motor?
The map. The thing.
Oh,
the
GPS.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, things were happening to GPS. And then I was having weird things happen on my phone where I'd look at an email from someone and it would say reply to below it and it would be Amazon, Spectrum, Shutterfly. And it would be from a friend of mine. And it was the weirdest thing. So all these weird things are happening.
Was it a real friend of yours?
Yes.
And did you talk to this friend of yours?
Yes.
To find out what this was?
No.
Okay. New England aviators have odd mascots. The Royal New Zealand Air Force has an interesting logo, to say the least. Why? Their main insignia is the kiwi, which,
what?
Funnily
what?
Enough, is a flightless bird.
A flightless bird?
Mm-hmm. Kiwis don't fly, but that's the mascot of the Royal New Zealand Air Force.
With no flying? And it's called a kiwi?
Yeah.
Like the fruit?
Yeah, but this is a bird. It's a little bird.
Does it look like a kiwi?
No.
Like a fruit?
No. You wouldn't want to try eating it.
No. No. I wouldn't want to eat a little birdie. No. So, scope. Here's one. We all know what this is. Oh, where's the rest of this one? Dumpster diving.
Okay.
We all know about dumpster diving. We've seen dumpster diving on television. We've seen specials on dumpster diving. It is fascinating. It's gross. It's interesting. It's funny.
Makes people money.
Yes, it does. It says dumper diving is definitely one of the most interesting, weird ways to save money. However, this woman said, I had a friend who would dive the dumpsters at retailers such as TJ Maxx and find brand new items in the trash. She would collect these items and sell them to pawn shops or online to make money. It's insane, the stuff that people will throw away.
Now, the only thing that would stop me is that somebody would catch me.
Catch you, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen doing it.
Or getting hurt.
Or finding the body.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine. Now, there was a thing on TV, a special about a girl who was, well, lots of people who dumpster dive for food.
Oh.
And they find all kinds of stuff. I will say it's kind of gross, but in the packages that the supermarkets and all have to throw away. Why? Expiration dates.
Ah.
So they go in and they get all this food.
That's expired. Ew.
And they eat it. I don't think I have a problem with some expired food. But fresh food expired. No.
Okay. Do you know what an almond is?
Yes.
An almond is technically a peach. Or at least it's in the same species or family. Didn't know that, did ya?
No, but an almond is a nut.
It's technically a peach.
A peach is a fruit.
Yeah. Look it up.
A peach pit.
That's what it says.
A peach pit.
An almond is technically a peach. Or at least in the same species.
Can't make a cobbler out of it. I don't think so.
If you can make cashew gravy, maybe you can make almond gravy.
Almond cobbler.
Mm.
Almond cobbler.
Mm.
So you can also save money if you repurpose your leftovers. We waste a lot. You repurpose your leftovers. So
how do you do that?
You prevent waste and save on your grocery bill by repurposing leftovers or using a monthly meal planner. Taking last night's dinner and recreating it with rice, beans, or other budget-friendly items can save you cash and make a delicious meal.
Yeah, I guess you could do that with takeout as well.
Exactly. Add some pasta to it, add some rice to it.
Don't most people try that anyway?
I don't know. I do it once in a while.
Yeah.
If I think that I can do something with something. Yeah, I'm not real creative, but it makes sense to not just throw the leftovers in the microwave. You can stretch it by adding more stuff or adding the pasta.
Try it out, people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about raiding a bank?
Robbing a bank?
Uh-huh. Well, this one says raiding, but I probably meant robbing. It says, keep your weekend free. Bank robberies, apparently, are weekend pursuits. Statistics show that over 50% of them take place on a Friday. So maybe if you want to rob a bank, the best thing for you to do is try a Tuesday.
Yeah, keep away from the crowd. You don't want to get crowded out on a Friday. You want to go under the wire on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Literally under the wire. On a Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. Never would have thought anybody would say that there's a better day to rob a bank. Now, hey, listen, listen, everybody. Listen, listen, listen. We're not telling you to go rob a bank.
Oh, we're not?
No, but we are telling you if you decide to.
It's at your own risk.
You might want to wait till Tuesday. Cleaning supplies can be a little expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You probably know this. Mm-hmm, white vinegar is a great cleaning product if you don't mind having your house smell like a salad. You can clean your appliances, your potty. I don't know why I said potty. It says bathrooms here. I don't know why.
I still to this day cannot say
potty.
No.
Bathroom.
The other.
Vinegar.
I say potty in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I don't say the
other words.
Thing we do.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's gross.
You can also clean other household items. It can be used for personal care.
Oh, this is dangerous territory.
It doesn't explain. It just says it's non-toxic and it cleans really well. Now, I don't know if personal care, I don't know what that means.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on.
Yeah, we don't need that. Okay, make fun of me, off to prison with you. The first president of Zimbabwe, President Banana, actually brought in a law to stop people making fun of his name.
Get out.
His name was Banana.
Banana.
Yeah.
The minions say his name all the time.
Nana!
Nana! Love those little guys. I love those little guys.
I don't tell my husband anymore that I love those because he would buy me all sorts of things of them. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff that's them.
Oh.
But, after a while.
No.
I love you, Greg. I really do. You have a good heart. Just keep it in your pocket.
Good advice for people, do not, if you like something,
mm-hmm.
do not tell people how much, because they will buy you salt and pepper shakers, they will buy you everything with a strawberry on it.
Crappy stuff.
Or a bumblebee, every time they see a bumblebee, you will have a house full of collectible items that you never really wanted in the first place.
I learned that lesson.
Repurpose. Oh, no, I got this one. Freeze your credit cards.
Freeze them as in the fridge?
Yes.
Oh, I was
Do you struggle
kidding.
With impulse buying on your credit cards?
Yes.
Do you have a bunch of credit cards?
Yes.
If so, freezing your cards is one of those weird ways to save money, and you may actually find that it works for you. We aren't talking about placing them and freezing them online. Not like that. But literally freezing them in water and putting it in water. Put the water, bowl of water.
Making an ice cube of it?
Some people will put their credit cards in a plastic bag, fill them with water, put them in the freezer. This keeps them from being easily accessed, which can help you stop spending extra money.
But then when you go on your computer, that information is stored so that you don't have to keep looking at it.
Absolutely true.
Mm.
So this might have been written before that. You can freeze your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a plastic bag, fill it with water, and shove it in the freezer.
Okay. All right. In Cleveland, Ohio, it is illegal to catch mice without a hunting license. Your right lung takes in more air than your left one does. The man who invented the bulletproof vest never shot a gun. Which one is false?
B. Number two.
Your right lung?
I don't think that's true. I think that's false. I think your lungs do the same.
The right has three lobes. The left has two and makes room for the heart.
Ouch.
So it's True.
Ouch!
So which one of the other two?
That darn heart. Which one of the other two?
The bulletproof or the mice?
Bulletproof is false.
You're right, because the vest was actually invented by a woman.
Ah, tricky, tricky, tricky. Mm. Oh, there was a twist right there.
There you
see,
go.
I saw what you did right there. Oh, good girl, woman. Clap, clap, clap. Good for you. Power to the women. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.